This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Coronavirus testing continues at the Bethel's Elders Home after an employee tested positive for the virus last week. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation operates the home, which is also referred to as a long-term care facility. On Friday and again yesterday, YKHC tested all residents and staff for COVID-19. All the tests returned negative, according to YKHC spokesperson Tiffany Zolkuski. YKHC will retest everyone again on Thursday. Zolkuski says if all tests return negative, YKHC will switch to testing residents weekly. The facility has been testing residents monthly since June and has been testing staff weekly since May. YKHC suspended visits to the facility in March. Other protective measures against the virus include requiring staff to wear masks at all times in the elders' home, screening employees at the start of their shifts for symptoms and temperature checks, screening residents for COVID-19 symptoms twice daily, and ending all group activities, including communal dining. The COVID-19 tests being used at the elders' home are processed in the Bethel lab and return results in 2 to 8 hours. Currently, 15 residents live at the facility. YKHC is expanding its times for public COVID-19 testing in Bethel with a streak of afternoon testing availability. This week, anyone can get a free COVID-19 test without an appointment on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday afternoons from noon to 4 p.m. at the drive-through testing tent outside the YKHC Administrative Building. This testing expansion follows an uptick in confirmed cases in the region this month. So far in October, 34 Bethel residents have tested positive for the virus. In Quinhock, 37 residents have tested positive. Other villages have also had cases, and people who do not live in the region have tested positive while visiting. YKHC is urging everyone in the region to avoid hosting or attending gatherings with people who are outside your household. In a press release, YKHC says that contact tracers have found that people exposed to or infected with coronavirus have participated in gatherings, including birthday parties, bingo, baby showers, funerals, restaurant dining, religious services, and more. YKHC says any social interactions or gathering with people not outside your household during this time, quote, puts the public's health at risk. YKHC has announced 243 COVID-19 cases in the region, affecting 22 YK Delta communities. Contact tracers are monitoring over 450 close contacts. If each of these close contacts develops COVID-19 symptoms, they would overwhelm the regional healthcare system. Along with expanding its testing hours, YKHC urges everyone to follow all known protective measures against the virus, like wearing masks in public, limiting social interactions with people outside your household, avoiding gatherings, washing hands frequently, avoiding non-essential travel, and quarantining after traveling outside the region. Turning to municipal politics, at tonight's Bethel City Council meeting, members will begin by certifying the elections of the October 6th election. Newly voted in members Perry Barr, Michelle DeWitt, and Rose Sugar Henderson will take their oaths of office and begin their 2-year terms. The council will also have to figure out how to fill another open seat. Council member Cece Franco submitted her resignation effective October 31st. The city council will also be thanking Bill Howell, who served as former fire chief and former acting city manager in his 27 years of service to Bethel. Howell retired in July. Plus, the city council plans to authorize a wage compensation study for its employees. The analysis will look at the compensation in relation to Bethel's cost of living. The study is part of an ongoing attempt to increase retention of city employees. Lastly, Alaska received $50 million in federal relief aid for fisheries impacted by the pandemic. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has released a draft plan for how to distribute that money to struggling fisheries around the state. Sport fishing, commercial harvesting, and seafood processing each have a 32% cut of the total. Aquaculture will receive 1%, and the final 3% will go to subsistence fishing. The plan will be available for public comment until 6 p.m. this Monday, October 19th, and can be viewed at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website. Public comments can be emailed to adefg.gov.caresact@alaska.gov. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.